Local business owner Lori Herring moved to Sayre 5 years ago and credits the prison for helping to revitalize the town.
It's definitely growing. There are more businesses in the downtown area. It's more vibrant. I know that they've hired a lot of people and brought a lot of people into the area. So, yeah, definitely, you know, a little concerned.
She's concerned because CCA pays Sayre fees based on the number of inmates at the North Fork Correctional Facility. CCA pays $68,000 per month for housing the more than 2,000 Californians locked up there now. The company doesn't have to pay those fees if North Fork sits empty. That could happen. California is removing all its inmates from North Fork by the end of next year.
It was always meant to be a temporary solution to our prison overcrowding crisis, housing inmates out of state.
Dana Simas is a spokeswoman for the California Department of Corrections.
But we recently went through an entire transformation called public safety realignment. And by that, low-level offenders convicted after October 1st, 2011, now serve their term in county jail. So we've reduced our prison population by over 20,000 inmates.
Emptying North Fork could potentially cost Sayre millions. But even before this news, City Manager Guy Hilton was already expecting a drop in revenue. CCA is removing some inmates in the short term because the area just can't provide the private prison with the number of workers it needs.
So, yeah, it will affect us somewhat.
Is there any way to tell how much at this point, or if it'll be like...
Oh, it'll be a couple hundred thousand easy in utilities. That doesn't help your budget any.
Sayre has to hope another state's overcrowding problem is bad enough to export prisoners to North Fork.
California's intent when they sent them here was to bring them back eventually anyway. And they're not the only state that has prisoners that can be put in there. We've had Alaska, we've had Hawaii, we've had Wisconsin. And so, you know, they're not the only state where prisoners are being outsourced.
Even Oklahoma could be forced into the act. Department of Corrections Director Justin Jones says trends make greater use of private prisons inevitable.
Reality is, in the next few years, we're going to have to start going into those vacant facilities at some percentage. Yes, we're going to need to gradually, as we have net growth, go into more private prison beds.
There's confusion about whether the more than 400 jobs related to North Fork will be lost, or if some other state wanting to shed inmates will step in to replace California's. But from CCA to the California Department of Corrections and city officials in Sayre, the parties agree. The timing of this decision, coming just months after a major riot at the prison, is a coincidence. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.